Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world. Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena, and it is such a pleasure to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank you. Because I realized that if you weren't listening to me, I wouldn't be talking. I mean, I would have talked. I would have recorded this episode. But if you did not listen, it would be as if I didn't speak. And so I'm so grateful and so thankful for your attention today, whether you're listening to this in the morning, afternoon, or evening. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to share today's episode saying that's about doing what's necessary in alignment with purpose, doing what's necessary in alignment with purpose. And I want to just encourage you, a woman of color in hematology, that your life doesn't look like another life. It doesn't. Your purpose doesn't look like another person's purpose. Your values don't always look like the values of those around you. And sometimes you're looking around for someone to validate what you're doing, for someone to say, hey, what you're doing is okay because I'm doing it. And what's most likely is that you're not going to find those people, at least not in the general spaces in which you occupy. If you're going to find people who are like-minded in purpose, you're actually going to have to seek them out. But I want to just share with you and encourage you that just because you can't see anybody else around you that's doing what you're doing does not mean that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Your validation does not come from external sources. Your validation comes from a deep internal knowing that you are exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And I just want to encourage you that if you're feeling lonely, alone, isolated, discouraged, I want to remind you that what you believe inside, what you know to be true about how you're supposed to live, is more real than anything outside you that tells you that you're supposed to live differently. Thank you. Thank you for listening to that. So as I start today's episode, I just want to share what's happening in my life today, right this moment, really right this moment. I am standing in a hotel room recording this episode, and it's actually a very late episode. Usually this episode goes out at midnight on Monday morning or Sunday morning. So early in the day, 12:01 on Sunday morning, and it's coming out late today. I'm not even sure exactly what time it's going to come out. It will come out before the day is over. But one of the reasons why this episode is late is that I'm working on a grant. It's just one reason. And I have to tell you that when I work on grants, so I'm writing a grant proposal. This is a proposal that's going out to NIH for a project that we're really excited about. I have a collaborator who's also a PI on this grant with me. It's a principal investigator on this grant with me. And to be honest, it really is one of the most beautiful grants that we've written. And I say that because whenever we write together, it's just such a beautiful experience. But anyway, over the course of my academic experience, and I've been in academia now for about 11 years, I have always not liked the way grants just take up all of life. they just eclipse everything. It's like the grant deadline is 2 weeks from now. Everything stops until the grant goes in. And that used to be my life, where I would just like stop everything and do this grant. Well, so because I write grants so many times, right, there are just so many opportunities that I'm writing and submitting for, I've decided that I can't be my life. I can't stop life to do grants. And so I really want to be able to condense the grant writing times so that they are not as, what's the word, so that they don't take up so much time. In so much time. So anyway, let's just say over time, I feel like I succeeded in doing that. But the whole eclipsing of everything that's happening in my life happens a lot less. And it's been condensed to a shorter time. Still happening, but it's been condensed to a shorter time, aka last week and this week. And so I actually am not just writing the grant, I am attending a conference. It's a wealth building conference for women physicians. And I'm just going to summarize the conference because it's so, so good. But ultimately, it's that advice to women physicians is a lot about saving and saving and saving. And nobody really talks about investments which build wealth. And so, wow, what an amazing opportunity to be at this conference. And yes, it's also kind of smacked up in the middle of my grant submission. But I've decided that I'm not going to let grant submissions keep me from all the things that I'm supposed to be doing in my life. So yes, I'm attending this conference, attending sessions, and in between sessions, I am disappearing to my room to write out aspects of the grant. And at the end of the day, I leave early so that I can finish out writing the grant. And then I wake up early in the morning and I write more, more of the proposal. And it's taking shape. It's coming together. But that being said, a lot of things are kind of pushed out of the way, including catching up to podcast episodes, which is why this episode is coming out later than usual. But I share all that to say that when I look, if I'm an external person looking in on my life right now, it feels a little bit crazy. I'm going to tell you that it doesn't feel crazy from my perspective, but looking out every so often, I'll step outside of myself and I'll look at myself and I'll say, this looks a little bit crazy. Here you are supposed to be enjoying this conference and learning all about wealth building. And instead you are sneaking out in between when you should be resting to work on a grant, but the opposite doesn't work for me. So the idea that I'm going to ignore the wealth conference so that I can focus on a grant, because here's the thing about wealth building, the earlier you start, the better, right? So to postpone the wealth building conference to write a grant that I'm going to be writing again, not necessarily this specific grant, but I'm going to be writing a grant again pretty much in the next few weeks. And so the grant writing is really a part of what I've decided is the background activity of my life. I'm always writing proposals. And what do I love about writing proposals? It's creating the future with my mind. It's sitting down and saying, this is a future I envision in this area, and this is the way we're going to get to that future. So to be honest, grant writing is a powerful space for me because I'm creating the future. But in creating the future, I've got to continue to create the future in other aspects of my life as well. And so I'm creating a future in which the specific disease I'm focused on in this time of my career is immune thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura. That's TTP. And it's a deadly disease that really affects people significantly. And I think that's all I'll say about that if you're not familiar. But I do want to, the biggest intervention I want, the biggest contribution I want to make in this specific area is to help people come to early diagnosis before they have all of the bad outcomes that are associated with the disease. And so the faster people can get the treatment they want, then the less they have all the bad outcomes that are related with coming to a diagnosis late where a lot of damage has occurred. And now you can just kind of manage the damage, but you can't prevent it. And so that's my real goal in this area. So I'm going to continue to write in this space because I want to see people come to a place where the disease is something that they're diagnosed with. And as soon as they're diagnosed early, they don't have to suffer the consequences of stroke or early mortality, those kinds of things. So that's my contribution in medicine. And I really, really want to make that contribution. So I'm working towards it. But as I'm making that contribution, I'm going to be making contributions to other areas of my life. Because when all this is said and done, then yeah, I better be able to retire and not have to worry about, wait a minute, who's going to pay my bills? And so the wealth building is an important part of the future I'm creating as well. And that's why the grant writing doesn't get to eclipse it. Okay, so I say all that to say that when I look from the outside in on my life, right now it looks crazy because it's like, wait a minute, where's the gap? Where's the space? Where's the resting space? And to be honest, it really is an intense period of really pushing hard. I seem to do that quite often. But it's an intense period of pushing hard because I see the future I'm creating. And in order for me to accomplish this future of solving this problem in this disease area, I do need to make the investment and write proposals that get people to give me money that allows me to build a team to answer the questions, right? So that's an investment I'm making because the future is a team that's helping me move this work forward even while I'm doing other things. I'm also making this investment in my wealth knowledge because it builds me a future where I am not working, but I'm still able to earn an income. And so they all matter. And it's interesting that they're all converging upon a certain moment. Actually, honestly, I wished I had learned about wealth building 20 years ago. And it's okay. Here I am today learning about it. But I am learning. And I recognize that it's time to make this investment, because if I delay it one more time, it doesn't make sense to do that, right? It doesn't make sense to defer it by three more years. In 3 years, I'll have time. No, that time doesn't happen, right? I can't guarantee tomorrow. I can guarantee the gift I have today. And so even when it looks crazy, here I am making these investments, staying up late, waking up early, cutting out on breaks, because I recognize the future that I'm building. And it's important for me to be very clear about what that future gives me, because then from my perspective, it makes sense that I'm making this investment. And so while people can look at me and say, wow, she's crazy, they can't get it. And I don't expect them to. I just don't. Because my job is to get it. And my job is to understand the investment. So that when people come to me and they say, TLC, you got to slow down. I'm like, I do. And I will slow down. Right now, this investment needs to be made today. I understand the future that this investment is creating. And for that reason, I am focused and I'm driven to stay the course, because I understand what future it brings me. So that's number one. And I want to share with you that you are in a different situation. You're not exactly in my situation, but you're making some investments right now that feel a little intense. You may be working harder than you want to be at this moment. And I just want to remind you that you should get clear if you're not. You're clear, I hope. I hope you're clear on the future that this investment will give you. And for that reason, I want to encourage you that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So stay the course. The second thing I want to share with you is that other people may not understand. They have no idea of the future you're trying to build. All they see is someone who's living a crazy life. I'll tell you that I had a conversation this week with a family member where they were concerned about they heard that I wasn't doing dishes. And this was not something that they were like upset about necessarily. They were just like, is it true? Is it true that you don't do dishes regularly? And I had to confess, I had to say, well, you know, really, I don't. I let the dishwasher do the dishes for me. And by dishwasher, I really do mean like a machine dishwasher, not a person dishwasher. But really, it was an interesting conversation, because here I am thinking, here I am working super hard to make these investments for a future that is very clear to me that I'm aiming towards. And someone who I love very much and very dearly is having a conversation with me about doing dishes. Now, when I think about the perspective of what I'm building, I think doing dishes doesn't rise to a high enough priority. But that's a conversation that makes sense to my family member, someone I love very dearly. And I don't say that to be disrespectful in any way or to say anything bad about him or her, but to say that if I was not clear on the future that I am building, and I said, oh my gosh, this is a problem. I'm not doing dishes. Let me take the dishes from the dishwasher so that I can now satisfy an external evaluation or external evaluator of me. I would be deviating from purpose. I'd be deviating from the future I'm building. Because I have to tell you that while I'm able to sneak out of sessions to write grants, if I was deciding that I would invest time manually doing dishes, one of those things would have to give, right? And so it's a matter of prioritization. But I share that to say that other people looking in on your life can't understand, because they don't understand where you're going. And I want to share with you that it's not my responsibility, and I hope you don't feel like it's your responsibility to explain to them why you're doing what you're doing, because there isn't actually enough time. The time that I'm using to explain what's going on and why doing dishes manually by hand does not rise to the priority of writing a grant right now or attending a wealth building conference, it takes too much time. And in that time of trying to explain an explanation that actually will not really be received, I could be resting. I could just close my eyes and take a quick nap, because I kind of need that right now. And so I share that to say that It is tempting to want to help to explain to people why your life looks the way it looks. And I want to encourage you that it's not your responsibility and that the work that's ahead of you is so great. There is not room. There is not time to try to explain it to everybody else. Because while one person is concerned about the dishes, the other person is concerned about, oh, well, you haven't done this, right? Everybody has different priorities for them. And sometimes they project those priorities to you. And it's not your job to be upset with them or to be angry with them or to try to explain it to them. It's just your job to acknowledge their concern and to keep moving because the purpose you're driving for matters so much more. The third thing I want to share is that it does feel isolating sometimes to be in a situation where people don't understand the life that you live. It can feel isolating because people look at you, and even when they're not saying anything, they look funny. They're like, I don't get it. Why are you living this way? What's going on? They don't get it. And I just want to share that the reason that you can see them looking, or you can see their disapproval, or you can feel their judgment is because you're paying attention to it. And perhaps it's time to turn your focus away from the people around you to really intensely focus on the purpose ahead of you. Now, I'm not saying that relationships don't matter. I'm not saying that you should not continue to cultivate those relationships that are most important to you. But I am saying that those relationships are about your togetherness. They're about your support of each other, not necessarily of your explaining away the things that you do. And so recognize that the nourishing that comes from relationships, you nourishing and them nourishing, can happen even when they don't get your life. And the people who really love you don't try to get you to change, right? They accept you the way you are. They say, yeah, she's not very good at doing dishes, but I still love this woman. Thank you, sweetie. I'm talking to you. Yes. And so I'm sharing that it can feel isolating. People look at you and they're like, huh, why do you look the way you look? This doesn't make sense. And it doesn't. It doesn't because they don't have the life I have. And they don't have the responsibilities I've been given. I came through medical school and came through clinical training and came through research training and have received many grant awards to move research forward. And to whom much is given, much is expected. There is an investment that has been made in my life that must yield a return. And some of the work I do is that return is yielded. There are people who've not had these kinds of investments, who don't necessarily have the medical training or the clinical training or the research training. And for that reason, they cannot understand the returns that come from the space. And so when they look, they can't make sense of it. But it's not their responsibility to make sense of it. And neither is it my responsibility to explain it to them. But it is important for me to recognize that people who don't understand the way I live are living a different experience from me. And I have a responsibility, if I need support and encouragement, to find like-minded communities. And I will say it was so beautiful for me to be able to stop in the middle of a really wonderful conversation yesterday and say, we have dinner in an hour and a half. I need to get writing done between now and dinner. And that was beautiful. They were like, go get your writing done, right? Nobody stopped me to say, oh no, this is the most important time. Networking is so important. They were like, you need to get writing done between now and dinner. You should go for it. And so if you find yourself feeling isolated, I want to encourage you to find the community that helps you, that helps validate who you are, even when they don't understand it. But perhaps even greater as a community that understands what you're driving for, even if they don't get the details. So what do I invite you to do? I invite you to embrace your purpose wholeheartedly. I invite you to embrace the things you're supposed to do with all your energy and with all your might. I invite you to live the life you're supposed to live vibrantly and joyously. I invite you to take the risks that you are supposed to take for the kind of future that you are driving toward. The second thing I invite you to do is to do it, no matter who agrees or doesn't agree. and not to take any time explaining away your choices. I want to just actually stop right here and beg you to not invest time in explaining away your choices. If you're going to make any investment, especially in the relationships in your life, invest time in acknowledging people's feelings. So when they say, "I hate that you do not do dishes," you'll say, "Wow, you're really upset about my not doing dishes." And you're going to acknowledge that pain and the anguish that they have around whatever it is, but do not explain, because they don't understand. Your explanations actually don't take you anywhere. They leave you frustrated. They leave them frustrated. But what is most important, and I invite you to do, is to acknowledge their frustration or their anger or their bitterness, whatever it is, whatever feeling they have, acknowledge the feeling. But don't spend time trying to explain away what cannot be explained. Now, the third thing I want to invite you to do, and it's something I invite you to do often, is to find a community of like-minded people who validate you for the person you are, even when they cannot understand the things you do, because that community is important. We do not do well in isolation, and if we're feeling isolated, it is a sign that it is time to pick up and find a community that supports you to do the things that you know you're supposed to be doing. All right, woman of color in hematology, I want to thank you so much for listening to me today, and I do want to thank you for your patience as this episode has come out later than it's supposed to. I hope you understand why, and I also recognize that you may not, and in, you know, concert with what I said earlier today, I'm not really here to explain it as much as I am to acknowledge that, yes, it can be frustrating when an episode you're waiting for at a certain time doesn't come out exactly. And I hope you will continue to be patient with me as I live the life that I share with others kind of openly. And I'm trying to evaluate the life as I'm living it. It's a very interesting experience, but amazing to be able to share it with you. And I want to thank you because you are the audience that allows me to share my life with you. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to talking with you again next time on the Heme Consults podcast.